I just don't understand why you don't like football, Jack.
Well, it's so violent. The players are always jumping on each other and hurting themselves. I don't see how it's a fun sport to play or to watch. They are just people paid a lot of money to jump in the mud.
I agree that there are a lot of injuries, but it's still fun. It's so exciting seeing the scores change so suddenly.
But why not soccer? Or basketball? Why is football so popular in Australia?
It's a long story. But mostly, it started out as a way to socialise back when Australia was a group of colonies. It was very popular in Melbourne, and the first ever official game was played in 1858 between Melbourne Grammar School and Scotch College. It quickly spread to other colonies, and by the early 1900s, most states had their own leagues. It wasn't until 1989 that the Victorian Football League was renamed the Australian Football League and became the official organisation for the sport. Now there are 18 official national men's teams and 10 women's teams.
I didn't realise that the game had been around for so long, but that the official league is much more recent.
Yes, but it is so popular now. Many people are involved in tipping competitions where they bet money on the outcome of each match. There's a public holiday in Victoria for the grand final, and there's such division between fans of each team.
That's one of the things I don't understand. I know that friends will often go to see a match together, or watch at home with some beer or a barbecue, but it seems to me that people don't get along very well if they don't support the same team.
I guess everyone feels very strongly about it. It's a bit funny when the players so often change teams. But mostly you grow up supporting one team because your parents do. It's important to the family. For example, my family always supported Hawthorn. I think because that's where my grandparents and great-grandparents grew up. But then I met my husband, Vince, who's from Western Australia, and his family have always supported the Fremantle Dockers. Well, that caused quite a problem with my family. But we're raising our children to be more interested in the sportsmanship of the game, rather than teaching them to like a team just because we do.
That's a nice way to look at it. I can't imagine being interested enough to share football with my children, if I have any. But maybe they would be interested on their own, or want to join in with their classmates talking about the games.
While it is important to a lot of Australians, liking football doesn't make you a good or bad person. There are lots of other important things in life.
Yes, you're right, Aiko. You always say just the right thing when we talk. Did you ever play footy yourself?
Oh yes, of course. I did when I was younger. But it was really just kicking the footy with my mates. I was never in any school or local team. I was always studying.
Speaking of studying, I must continue my preparation for philosophy. I'm glad it has nothing to do with football, but I've learned a lot from you today. I'll see you tomorrow at the cafe.